Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Complimenting someone at work. What is a compliment? If you say something nice about someone, that's a compliment. You can pay someone a compliment by telling them how nice their new hairstyle or dress is, for example. How often do you pay a compliment to your work colleagues? We all like to receive positive comments about how we look, but how you do it is important. To avoid making someone feel uncomfortable in a business or work situation, men should generally only compliment men, and women should stick to complimenting other women. This is especially true when commenting on someone's appearance or clothes. If you are complimenting someone on their work, performance, etc., then it's acceptable to compliment the opposite sex. But beware, people who compliment too often are seen as being phony or fake, which is not a good thing. You're now going to listen to 9 short exchanges where you'll hear people complimenting each other in workplace situations. After each exchange, you'll hear our comments. Situation 1.
Hey, Jim, I really like that shirt.
Oh, thanks a lot. I bought it in Las Vegas.
Cool. Suit you.
In this situation, a man is complimenting another man on his dress. It's common for men to comment on each other's attire, but that's usually as far as it goes. Men generally won't comment on another man's hair, weight, or general appearance. In this exchange, the man simply says, "I really like that shirt." He follows this up by saying, "It suits you." Here are some other phrases a man can use to compliment another man's dress. "That's a nice jacket." "I like your shoes." "That tie really suits you." "That jacket looks good on you." "It really suits you." Be careful, though. Compliments between men are usually kept quite neutral. Comments like, "I really love your shirt," and "That jacket looks fabulous on you," would be considered over the top. Finally, note how Jim responds to the compliment. He says, "Oh, thanks a lot." You should always thank someone when you're given a compliment. In an exchange like this, a simple "thanks" or "thanks a lot" is adequate. Situation 2.
"That's a great jacket. Where'd you get it?"
I bought it in Portugal last summer.
"Was it expensive? It looks like leather."
"Yeah, it was a bit expensive, actually." This exchange is similar to the first one. A man is complimenting another man on his dress. Here, the man gives a compliment about another man's jacket and then makes an inquiry about the jacket. He says, "That's a great jacket. Where did you get it?" By asking a question about the jacket, he is showing more sincerity, which gives further weight to the compliment. Therefore, the compliment will have more impact. Situation 3.
"Your dress is beautiful, and it looks great on you." "Oh, thanks. I worry that it's too colorful." "Not at all. It's lovely and very flattering."
When a woman compliments another woman on her dress, she can be much more expressive and colorful in the language she uses. Here, the woman says, "Your dress is beautiful, and it looks great on you." Women tend to use strong adjectives like beautiful, lovely, fabulous, and great, rather than neutral adjectives like nice, good, and pretty. The same applies to the verbs they use. Rather than saying, "I like," they might say, "I love," or "I adore." Here are some typical woman-to-woman compliments.
Your bag is so cute. Your dress looks great on you. It really suits you. It's lovely. I love that bag. It looks great with your handbag. That's a lovely necklace you're wearing. I adore your shoes.
Women pay a lot of attention to their appearance, and they love being complimented on their clothes and accessories. However, they are often unsure as to whether they've got it right. They worry about what other people think, so a sincere compliment can make their day. In the exchange you've just heard, the woman responds to the compliment by saying, "Oh, thanks. I worry that it's too colorful." By stating that she is worried about the color of the dress, she is just looking for further confirmation that the dress looks good on her. The other woman responds back simply, rephrasing what she first said. "Not at all. It's lovely and very flattering." If you say something is flattering, it means that it is more attractive than usual. In this case, it means that the dress makes the woman look better than she usually does. Situation 4.
That's such a nice bag. Did you buy it here?
Thank you. Yes, I bought it in a store downtown.
In this exchange, a woman is complimenting another woman on her accessories. A bag, in this case. The woman says, "That's such a nice bag. Did you buy it here?" She first gives a compliment about the bag and then asks a question about the bag to show real interest in it. Again, this added interest has the effect of making the compliment sound more genuine. Therefore, the compliment has more impact. Let's listen to some similar situations.
"I really like your bracelet. Where did you buy it?"
"I just adore your shoes. What brand are they?"
"I love the design of your bag. Have you just bought it?"
Note that giving compliments of this sort in business situations is perfectly acceptable. Compliments can help build better relationships between people. But remember that there's a time and place for compliments of this kind. Situation 5.
"Have you lost some weight? You look really good."
"Shh. Yes, I've lost about 4 kilos. I've been dieting. It's paying off. You look beautiful."
In this situation, a woman is paying another woman a compliment about their weight. Note that men should not comment about a woman's weight, hair, or figure in a business situation, even if the comment is positive. It's quite normal for a woman to do this to another woman, however. The first woman says, "Have you lost some weight? You look really good." Notice how useful the verb "look" is when describing clothes, accessories, and appearance. Here are some further examples.
"You look really well at the moment." "You look beautiful in that dress." "You look amazing. Have you lost some weight?"
Weight is a sensitive subject, especially for women. So when making a comment about someone's weight, choose your language carefully. Here are some useful phrases. "Have you lost weight? Are you on a diet? You've lost loads of weight. You look so slim. You're looking very fit at the moment. Have you been going to the gym?" Situation 6.
"Your makeup looks fabulous."
"Thank you. I worked really hard on it."
"You going anywhere special afterward?"
"Yes. My husband is taking me out to celebrate our anniversary."
One thing that a man must never comment on is a woman's makeup. But it's okay for a woman to do this. Women often spend a long time on their makeup, so compliments from other women are welcomed. Let's listen again to how the woman responds to the compliment.
"Your makeup looks fabulous."
"Thank you. I worked really hard on it."
Saying just thank you is fine, but in certain situations it could sound a little arrogant without a further comment or question. It could indicate that you know you look great, beautiful, or that your makeup looks good. Here are some examples.
You've got a great figure. Thanks. I go to the gym a lot. Your new hairstyle looks really nice. Thanks a lot. I spent hours getting it done this morning. Have you been on a diet? That dress fits you beautifully now. Oh, thanks. Yes, I've lost a bit of weight recently.
Situation 7. You did a really good job on this project. I'm impressed.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
This is the first of the exchanges between a man and a woman. Note that when it comes to complimenting someone on their business performance, it doesn't matter who compliments who. In this exchange, a man is complimenting his subordinate on her performance. He says, "You did a really good job on this project. I'm impressed." Now listen to some other common ways of complimenting someone on their performance. You did a really great job on that project. I'm impressed. I was impressed with your presentation. I'm really pleased with your performance. Your presentation was excellent. Keep up the good work. The woman responds to the compliment by saying, "Thanks so much, I appreciate that." After being complimented about your performance, it's common to add a short phrase like, "I appreciate that," after saying thank you. Or you could start by saying, "I appreciate that," and then follow with a comment. Here are some other phrases you could use. "I appreciate that. Thanks for your comments." "I appreciate that. Thanks for letting me know." "Thanks, I appreciate your comments." Situation 8. I just wanted to congratulate everyone on a job well done.
Hear, hear. Let's give ourselves a round of applause.
In this exchange, a man is complimenting a group of people or colleagues on some kind of business success. Here, he's congratulating them for a job they've all done well. He says, "I just wanted to congratulate everyone on a job well done." Here are some other common phrases you could use to congratulate. "I just wanted to congratulate you on your sales results last month." "Congratulations." "Congratulations on your promotion." Situation 9.
I'd personally like to thank everyone for your hard work on this project. And good news, we got the contract.
That's excellent news. I'm so glad our hard work paid off. In the final situation, a woman is thanking a group of people for their hard work. We congratulate someone for some kind of success. We generally thank them for hard work or for doing a good job. She says, "I'd personally like to thank everyone for your hard work on this project. And good news, we got the contract." In this case, she could have both congratulated the group for helping to get the contract and thanked them for their hard work. For example, "I'd personally like to thank everyone for your hard work on this project. And congratulations, we got the contract." Everyone likes receiving compliments, and this is particularly true in the workplace. Receiving praise for a job well done or for achieving some kind of success makes all the hard work worthwhile. It gives people a sense of satisfaction that they are being appreciated, and this is likely to encourage better performance in the future. When giving compliments, try to sound as sincere as possible and don't overdo it. When responding to compliments, a simple thank you is enough in most cases. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.